The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back. Special edition of WWL's Fans in the Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. We are live from the J.B. Falgu building, the bank building here, the main office of First American Bank in Vacherie. And we are here to honor all veterans for their service to America. Come on by 2785 Highway 20 and say hello to Deuce and get some jambalaya, get some chips, an American flag. And November 11th, Monday, is Veterans Day. We should serve and honor all year long, and not just today. Just a busy weekend ahead. Saints and Falcons, also LSU and Alabama. And just up the road from us, Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers, joins us. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm great, gentlemen. Hope you're doing well.
We are well, and we'll get to, you know, when I kind of pulled up the game today to see get some of the latest. The first thing on the top of the Tigers versus Alabama is Omar the Tiger, right? The story of the live Tiger that's going to be on the sidelines. Wait, this is the top story? But this is a big one for both football teams, you know, as you look to that 12-team playoff, and it's always big with LSU and Alabama. Your thoughts on this, the kind of impact that this game could have for both teams?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, for 2 weeks, it's you know, I've been talking about, you know, with lots of people here on campus and Tiger fans that I run into about, you know, whether it's the BCS or 14 playoff or now a 12-team playoff, it seems like at least for the better part, almost 15 years, that those two teams, when they meet, not quite the first weekend in November, but early November, nonetheless, that there always seems to be implications on the SEC, chance to win the SEC, and obviously now with you know, winning, getting a chance to keep your hopes alive of entering a 12-team playoff, and that's no different here. I think when you look at the path both of these teams have made, the records as it sits, you know, I think for all intents and purposes, the winner keeps those goals alive. It's not a lock because there's kind of a group of teams atop the SEC with one loss. So LSU could certainly help their cause there. But you certainly keep the opportunity alive with, you know, three more weeks of regular season games to be in the conversation for a 12-team playoff. So, again, these two teams are going to meet, and that's why I think, you know, a big focus for all college football fans coast to coast on Saturday night will be paying attention to what happens here at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, Chris, and that's what I was gonna bring up as well. For all intentional purposes, this is probably a knockout game when you look at it, which I don't know if it's actually bad, because the focus definitely has to be there. And I think, you know, a lot of people will say, well, the game doesn't matter because Saban in there, and, you know, maybe the rivalry fell off. Well, no, I think the game matters a lot. I think the game is obviously huge for the implications, and, you know, it's one where if I'm LSU, I like it in my backyard as well, and just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Deuce. I mean, I've always been in favor. Of course, you know, I came from a background in 1AA or FCS football where somehow they were able to manage 16 or more teams in a playoff. Go figure. I don't know how they did it for all those years. But so I've always been in favor. If you're going to do a playoff, you need more than four teams. And, you know, I think this weekend with Georgia and Ole Miss and LSU and Alabama and a number of games across the country, not just in the SEC. You know, here we are, week eight, week nine, depending on, you know, your bye weeks. And, you know, there's still teams with one loss. There's still a team like Alabama with two losses where you're still kind of in the mix. And that's what I like about a 12-team playoff is that, you know, it keeps each week later into the season a little more interesting. And everybody's still got a little skin in the game. And that's why I think it improves the overall sport because, you know, Coach Kelly said it, I think, yesterday after practice. I mean, yes, you can argue that this is all those things are on the line for LSU and Alabama tomorrow night. But the same can be said for Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow. So that's why I like it. And I still think, you know, whether Nick Saban's on the sideline or not, I mean, this LSU-Alabama matchup has, you know, created a life of itself because there's been some incredible moments. There's been some thrilling moments for LSU, probably more so for Alabama fans over that course of years. But it still means a lot, and, you know, it's going to be a wild night, as you guys have been reading over the last 24 hours. A truly wild night at Tiger Stadium coming up tomorrow.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And when you kind of look, and I think, because, you know, I think, you know, Saban's not coaching, but I think he's going to be there. I mean, he's supposed to be on the sideline, but then I heard maybe the live Tiger, maybe up in the suite area. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. You know, Alabama's defense and LSU's ability to run the ball, you know, that's been kind of an Achilles heel for Alabama, the kind of middle of their defensive front. You know, they held Georgia to 80 yards, but Tennessee 200-plus, Vandy 160-plus, South Carolina 130-plus. You know, they don't have the talent there that we're so used to seeing, and that's got to be a big point for this LSU offense to be able to run the ball, because if you can, man, it could be a long night for Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is going to be the key. I mean, you look at Alabama, I think nationally they're somewhere like 64th in rushing defense, which is, you know, again, you're not accustomed to that. And then you look at LSU, who's a lot farther down the list when it comes to rushing offense. But, you know, LSU is who they are in game nine of the season. They had gotten a little bit better in the run game against South Carolina. They got a little bit in the second half, certainly what they needed in that second half against Ole Miss. And then I thought ran the ball effectively, you know, against Arkansas. And as Coach Kelly told me last night on his show, I think he was admitting, hey, look, we're not asking for a 250-yard rushing afternoon. But in the Arkansas game, those 3 to 4 to 5 yards on first down suddenly put Garrett Nussmeier in this receiving core in second and short, certainly second and medium. And that, again, is the way LSU can really be effective with their mainstay, which is the passing game. Texas A&M, you got to give them credit. I mean, most of the night they rushed four and put seven in coverage, but LSU was looking at second and 10, second and 12, second and 13. And everybody in the building, all 108,000, knew that, you know, this was going to be a passing down, and that allowed Texas A&M, again, with their front four, to just pin their ears back and really – That was the change in the game. So for LSU, you have a chance to run the football, but you're not looking for – I mean, it'd be great if you could get it, but you're just basically trying to stay on schedule, because when you look at those games where teams have tried many different things defensively. Ole Miss has an incredible defensive front. Texas A&M has a good defensive front. The Aggies found out South Carolina has a really good defensive front. LSU was a one-trick pony, but they were still able to win because they got enough to stay on schedule. And to me, that's what you're looking for tomorrow against this Alabama defense. And, you know, Coach Kelly told me last night they have looked at everything. So, you know, we'll see whether or not they try to run right at them or maybe try to get to the outside. But a little bit of running will go a long way for LSU.
This last one for me, and I really, you know, I don't want to – we obviously, if he's in a group, then he's in a group. But is there a position group or a player or even a unit that has to play either at their expected level or even above the expected level for LSU to be successful?
I think, Deuce, it really for me, and Coach talked about it a little bit last night, it's got to be the defensive front and mainly the defensive edge rushers because they have played so well and been fairly consistent. And that's Braden Swenson, Savion Jones, with some help from the interior guys. They don't get all the glory, but they make that stuff happen. But the key is in the second half against Texas A&M, they couldn't adjust quick enough to, okay, we've gone from a drop pack pro style to a zone read running quarterback, and they were running right by Marcel Reed. They still got pressure. They just ran right by the quarterback. And they have played well against dual style quarterbacks, against Arkansas, against Jackson Dart, against South Carolina. So I think the key is going to be against Jalen Milroe, who, again, you know, he's a total of 25 touchdowns he's accounted for this year, 13 through the air, but 12 rushing. And I heard Savion Jones say this week in a media opportunity that they can't change their aggressive style of trying to disrupt the offensive backfield, but they have to be smart. So if you're going to be the guy that's pinning his ears back to go to the quarterback, you've got to have a teammate that understands he's got to fill that hole so that you don't allow a giant runway for Milroe to escape the pocket and then bust huge plays, because that's what he did last year to LSU. And I'm not comparing last year's defense to this year's, but you still have to be disciplined. You can be aggressive, but you have to be disciplined. And for me, defensively, trying to hem in Jalen Milroe is going to be number one. He's got weapons around him, elite players around him like Ryan Williams. They got two really good running backs. But straight up, I think LSU can play with those other offensive weapons. It's going to come down to, do you let Jalen Milroe get loose? I think if you can keep him in the pocket, which is much easier said than done, and maybe speed up his footwork, maybe get him a little off balance, you know, he will throw the ball to you. But when he gets out and running, extends the pocket, extends the play, and then when he tucks and runs, if nobody's there at home, it can be a very long night for the Tiger defense.
Well, Chris, enjoy the wild night that is coming your way. We appreciate your time. It will be interesting tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will be okay, but it's always a big one. Tigers and damn it. Thanks again.
You got it, guys. I was told 9 years ago when I got here, it never rains in Tiger Stadium.
That may be true. We will find out. Thanks. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.